This is episode 21, How to Set Boundaries in Dysfunctional Families. Welcome to Your Journey to Manifesting. My name is Sarah Prout, best-selling author and creator of The Manifesting Academy. Each week, I'll bring you an inspirational message or share powerful conversations with thought leaders, game changers, and light workers. The intention here is to motivate you to create the life of your wildest dreams. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Now let the journey to manifesting begin. Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, depending on where you are in the world when you're listening to this podcast episode. It's so great to be here with you today. I have this beautiful piece of selenite, which is a crystal that I'm holding in my palm right now as I speak to you, because I've got an important theme that I would like to kind of jam on today and share with you. For those of you that are struggling with family dynamics, whether your family is dysfunctional, like many of us out there, or whether you're just battling demons from the past, I want you to know that you're not alone. I've worked with thousands upon thousands of people around the world to manifest their desires, and I know that some of the stumbling blocks that can hit you emotionally are usually based on patterns that have stemmed back from childhood or family dynamics. I felt really inspired today to share a little bit about my own story with my own family and how that has unfolded and manifested over the years, because I truly believe that if you don't handle some of these murky territories that sometimes appear on the emotional landscape of your life, then they can manifest as illness or dis-ease, if you want to put it that way, or it can even manifest as creating a block in your energetic and vibrational flow. And as you know, that when you're on this manifesting journey, you have a very clear mission to identify the things that do not serve you any longer. So today I'm going to be talking about boundaries and how you can uphold them, and also creative ways that you can still love your family without having to be in their business every second of the day. And I was reminded of this because I just got off a call with my half-brother that lives in Scotland. He's more of a friend than he is a brother because we didn't grow up together. My mother decided to sit myself and my younger sister down when I was about 16. And she told me that she had given away two babies for adoption before I was born. And I was absolutely shocked because I was raised with the belief that I was my mother's first baby when she was 25. I had no idea that she had been through this pain and the shame that goes along with all of the issues to do with adoption. Her sons were born nearly 2 years apart. Actually, I think they're 21 months apart, which is funny because that's the same age difference between my two youngest girls. And she got pregnant when she was 18, then gave that baby away, and then she gave the second baby away when she was 20. And it's really been a journey for her. It's been a journey of pain, and it isn't my story to tell, so I can't dive into any more details than that. All I can say is that the dynamics of adoption can really change a family, and especially how the dysfunction tends to show up in the dynamics between every single role within that family. And so when I was born, I was the first child that my mother could keep. And the relationship with my mother has been interesting over the course of my life. Now, before I say any of this, what I will say is that I love my mother. I love her deeply. But there's something between us, our karma, our relationship, where it's not good for us to be in each other's lives. And even though I live in America and she lives in Australia, we have minimal contact. She hasn't called me in 3 years. You know, I've had her here to stay with us a couple of times since we moved, and it's always a little bit strained. And the dynamic of that is compounded because of my sister, who, it's her birthday today. She turns 35, and I also have limited contact with her as well because she's been struggling with drug addiction and alcohol addiction for the last nearly 20 years, on and off. You know, she's been into recovery several times, and thankfully she was at a really clear space in her life to be part of my wedding here in Las Vegas back in 2013. But then she fell off the wagon again, and she's been suffering from issues of mental illness, mental health. She got in with the wrong crowd and has had battles with the law. So my family are really scattered. And then there's my dad, who lives by himself, who I have a great relationship with, and he's my friend. And the dynamics are different there as well. But what goes on between all of this, especially since I'm really the person that has my own relationship with everyone and in my own specific way to show up as almost the glue, the peacemaker of the family, the normal one, so to speak. What I've found is that I've had to learn how to draw my own boundaries so that I don't get sucked into the drama and for it to impact my life negatively. You see, I've had to become the mother that I really needed when I was growing up. I've had to show up in ways emotionally, physically, spiritually, in ways that I was never taught. It was never modeled how to behave in a relationship, in a marriage, as a businesswoman, as an entrepreneur, as a writer. You know, all of these painful experiences have actually turned into a portal to really show me the way that I want to live my life and to remind me that we create our own reality. Remember, I'm a manifesting teacher, so it's magnified the lessons that I need to learn in life. And so often I'm presented with these lessons time and time again to remind me that I'm not alone in this. And if you do feel disconnected from your parents, from your siblings, that you're not alone and that it's okay to live your life on your own terms. And most importantly, and if you got anything out of listening from today's episode, that you do not, under any circumstances, shrink yourself or limit your success in order to make other people feel comfortable. I don't want you to do that. I've done that a lot. You know, part of me going from being a single mother living on welfare to now owning a $1 million business is the fact that I've been really committed to my own growth and to my own path, and that it's not up to me to look after other people, that it's about supporting them energetically if I can, showing up in a capacity that I can in any way that they need me, but not to let it shadow and overshadow my own trajectory in life, my own adventures in manifesting. And I believe that when we learn not to take things personally, when we show up in a way that supports us and we know that it's not damaging ourselves, then we can really shine our inner light a lot more bright. Because we're doing it from a space of truth and a space of trusting that the universe is showing up and delivering new people into our life all the time. This is how incredible the universe is. The fact that if you feel disappointed or let down by your family, that you can create space in your life for soul family to arrive. You know what I'm talking about, those beautiful friends that support you and surround you with love no matter what. And I truly believe that you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. And yes, blood can be thicker than water, but the people that really show up and nurture you at a deep spiritual level are the people that you really want to invest the most amount of your time in. And this is how you can really rise above those family dynamics and seek the support that you need. So often people get triggered around the holiday season when they're forced to spend time with their loved ones, you know, at Christmas time, Hanukkah, whatever it is that you celebrate. It's really important to remember that you get to choose how you show up and how you react, and that you are not necessarily part of that energetic pattern anymore. If you surround yourself in your mind's eye with a white light and use the power of affirmations to remind yourself of the power you have to guide your energy, this is one of the most powerful things that you can do. And that means that you don't have to be in your family's business all the time. You can love them from afar. You can send them supportive energy. And you can live life on your own terms and play out a story that doesn't mean that you're doing things just to get the approval of your parents or your siblings or from any kind of competitive space, if that makes sense. And so we are reminded and guided that our family is a blessing. We chose the people that we were born through. We got to remember that. It was perfect alignment for our soul's journey and what we needed to learn in order to grow spiritually. There are no accidents in life. We signed this beautiful sacred contract prior to being born. And we need to remember that all the time, that we are ultimately here on earth to learn and to grow and to expand consciously in our conscious awareness and to grow spiritually. We're on a sacred soul mission. So the more difficult it is, the more painful it is, that pain becomes a portal to a higher version of you, to that beautiful version of you that is in the process of emerging right now. So as you go through your day, please remember this. And if you'd like to learn more, especially about the theme of forgiveness, I have a great lesson inside my Manifesting Academy called Forgiveness to Freedom. And many of my students have reported that they love that lesson the most out of all of the lessons that are inside the Manifesting Academy. So if you'd like to learn more, please go to manifestingacademy.com. That's it from me for today. If you have any thoughts or feedback, please feel free to leave a review. The more people that leave reviews means the more popular this podcast becomes and the more people that I can connect to and inspire them to live the life of their wildest dreams and also an inspired path of truth, of trust, and of intentional living. Thank you so much for being here with me today. It has been such a blessing and a joy to speak my truth and to share part of my story. And until next time, enjoy your journey to manifest.